This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Caps won. Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. I don't know if anybody... See, that's the thing. No one really cares because they didn't... They beat a 17-win team.
Yeah, it's Charlotte.
You care? You care that they won it, because if they would have lost, you really would have cared.
But. Yeah, there's so many teams with so many players. The league seems so deep. And then when you get one of these nights, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some teams that aren't trying to win. It's great.
Yep.
It's a perfect type of game. And then you get them again.
Yeah. And tomorrow
even
night.
Better.
That'll be great. A home and home. That'll be fantastic. So we got that going for us. There are a couple things we're paying attention to this morning. One is there was a bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland, as a ship that was on its way to Sri Lanka lost power, hit the bridge, and the bridge immediately went down, which is, just unspeakable and terrible. So you're going to hear about that on the news today, and there's going to be updates throughout all the news stations on our Odyssey family. You can click around if you want to.
The good thing is I haven't seen one conspiracy theory about it yet.
Well, so far we haven't seen anything like that.
Oh, I'm joking. And then, I've seen 1,000.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Already?
Yes. Yes. People are incapable of having any other thoughts.
Come on. Well, that's terminally online. That is that is for folks that just cannot get their eyes off a computer screen. I was driving in. There is a mulch fire under the 480 bridge because I'm getting ready to go over the 480. It's 4:50 in the morning, and I'm looking over, and I see smoke, and it's wafting over the bridge. And so every now and then there is a car fire up there. So I thought a car was on fire, but I didn't see any car. And then I looked over and I see the light flickering off the billboard, one of the billboards. And I'm going, what type of fire is going on? We're 100 feet up here. What? How tall is it? It's not 100 feet, isn't it? Is it taller?
For the 480 bridge?
Yeah.
You think it's only 100 feet?
I don't know. I don't have
a
that.
A football field is 300 feet, and I feel like there's probably three football fields under
God,
there.
Oh, my God. That's got to be. Yeah, it's got to. Either way.
1,000 feet would be closer.
It is, way up top, way off top of it. But I'm seeing the smoke, and you could smell, if you're coming into downtown today, you can smell the smoke downtown.
Does it smell like fresh mulch?
No, it smells pungent.
Do you enjoy the smell of fresh mulch, that first layer that gets set down when the landscape companies out and do their bidding?
Honestly, no.
200
No.
It's 200
feet tall.
It's 200 feet. It is 4,000 feet long.
Ken was closer. You went over.
Yeah, I went way over.
Yeah, it's a good thing neither of us are roofers. Lord almighty.
Be a big roof to put on the
bridge. Well, I guess you'd rather be over than under if you're thinking about it. But I don't like the smell of mulch. But
the smell of burning mulch.
That's true. When I got in, I was like, oh God, I got a headache out of that. It hurt my nose. So I was like, I don't mean to, make too big of a deal, but it stinks. It's gonna stink.
It's gonna stink.
Yeah,
it
on your
today.
Way in. Like it The 40 Bridge, how far away is that from downtown? What do you say, 3 miles, 4 miles, 3 miles, somewhere in there?
It's a good distance.
It wafts, man. That wind is blowing it. It smells.
Oh, with winds aloft.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
You gotta, in the words of the late, great Dick Goddard, you just, on your way in, you're going to probably, if you're going over the 480 and coming into downtown, you might be smelling the stink going on.
Maybe some people need to feel that to wake them up.
The smell of burning mulch?
Yeah, just get some going in the morning.
What is your favorite
smell of napalm?
Well, now I got to ask you, what is your favorite? Well done. What is your favorite smell that occurs in nature?
It's tough right now because occurring in nature in my house is just a bunch of poop diapers.
Oh, that's a stench.
And it's one after the other.
You don't got the genie, do you?
I have the genie.
Idiot. You
have the genie, but it's pointless. We just put the number one diapers in there, not the number two.
Have to get rid of the
defeated the whole purpose of having them to begin with. But we had the recommendation from a ton of people. A ton of people said, you got to have it.
No.
And all we do, we take every single two diaper out. So it's defeated the purpose of the diaper.
You got that pearl necklace of dirty diapers.
Oh, it's the worst. You pull it out of there like a big, dirty snake, and it smells. You got it, and oh my god! And it always like 2 out of 3 times it would get on the like one of the hinges as you pulled it out, and it would open up, and then you'd have diapers all over the bathroom floor,
strewn about.
This is my nightmare.
It was just awful. It was just awful.
But I'm telling you, the diaper thing did not bother me the way some men were like, I didn't change a diaper, I didn't change one. I'm like, none. That didn't cause any issues with your marriage.
Thousands.
Are you just lying? Are you lying or you really didn't change one? Because if I didn't change one, that would be the end of the marriage. That would be the end of the marriage. This would have been gone. I'd have no custody whatsoever. It'd all be over the diapers.
Yeah, basically. I mean,
my children would be ripped away from me.
I just never had
over this refusal.
I just never had a problem with it. Just always.
No, in fact, we look forward to it. And I know that sounds weird. Why would you look forward to changing dirty diapers? It is a momentous occasion when Mason, number two baby here, does number two. It's a momentous occasion. We get so excited. I sit there.
Because everything's working?
Yes. The pipes are working correctly, and I do the windmill.
There you go.
The windmill with the legs, and I will sit there.
All right, now it's a little too much.
It starts coming out like Play-Doh, and it doesn't stop, and we're high-fiving. And we're high-fiving, but the whole time, it reeks up the room. Then Izzy, baby number one, she runs over, and she takes a gander, and then I remind her, hey, this is what comes out of you too. When are we going to start using a turlet? When are we going to start get this going? Because I'm worried. And then I got my sister pressure from Chicago going, the nurses that I work with, the Filipino nurses, they get this started at 9 months. And I'm like,
they're
just
That's
using the
ridiculous.
Toilet. So they fall right in and you flush the babies down
that
the toilet.
Is
come on.
Ridiculous. 9 months?
Oh, it's
they
ridiculous.
Can't even walk.
It doesn't make any sense. She says, well, look it up on Google. I mean, they all take pride in the fact that they get them potty trained at a very young age.
Congratulations
like
on all
someone who has no kids trying to
well,
tell
she
you
she doesn't,
to.
But it's all her friends, all Boom. Her nurse
okay.
friends.
Yeah,
well
I'd
done.
Say that about my friends,
Well
too.
Said. Well said, Owen. Yeah. You're not a nice person, by the way.
She is
I know you love
back
your sister,
she's,
but she's yeah.
No, it's a culture. I looked it up.
This.
She's right. It's a cultural thing.
Well, good for them.
There are other cultures that push this baby training, this potty training at a very, very early age.
Anyway, Lord Almighty, you've taken us down a hell of a road. I mean, I was talking about burning mulch 20 seconds ago, and then what are we doing here? I would have to say freshly laid paint, I like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like paint. I like the smell
of
paint.
What about new car smell?
New car smells pretty good. I think it's changed over the years, or maybe my nostrils have changed over the years, so sometimes it can be a little bit much, but new car smells pretty good.
It's that first day that you walk out and it's finally decided it's going to be 60 or above from now on, and they've cut the grass.
Oh, I know one.
It sounds great. It smells great.
Yeah.
Pheromones
it means
in
there's
the
a,
air.
There's a baseball game later that day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here you go. Late summer mow, because it always reminds me of football season.
Oh, that's true.
Because I'd get done mowing, and then I'd hear the band down the street because they're getting ready for football season. So it's like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Late July, early August, and so they're practicing, and you like you hear that. I'm like, oh, put away the
quads
are
hitting every single one of them.
So now my ears are getting something tasty, and my nose is getting something tasty. Well, I mean, you know, I don't need to tell you about noses getting something tasty.
I used to go to Miami all the time.
There you go. Anyway, so yeah, as you're on your way in, you might smell some smoke. Hip drop tackling up pass yesterday, which is something I wanted to bring up here in the open. It's not good, the hip drop, the anti-hip drop tackling rule. It's not as good. It's just not as bad as I thought it was going to be. So the hip drop tackling rule, apparently you can tackle them and you could land full on them, but you can't just swing your hips around and basically do like a rodeo tackle or anything like that, which is what they're trying to stop. And you know, I kind of got into it with some people because somebody said we were out of touch. And I go, yeah, the guys who talk to football coaches and players every day are the ones out of touch on this one. Yeah, well said. Well done. My whole issue of it is, and it's not like some people are going, they're going to put flags on them. All you guys are going to do is put flags on them someday. Where's the hit? That's not me. I'm not saying that. My issue is, you guys are going to try to do this on the field. Are they going to actually throw flags on this? And immediately, like, the NFL kind of came out and said, well, there's probably going to be more fines after the fact. Which, if you just wanted to fine them. I don't care. But if we're trying to go down the field here, and all of a sudden you get one of these calls happen to you, people are going to lose their mind. Or I'm saying, if we're trying to stop somebody from going down the field here at the end of a football game, and you get one of these calls on you, I mean, people are going to lose their mind. They're just, unless it's just so egregious.
So
when have we ever seen anything that was egregious on either side?
Well, the reaction yesterday, you want to talk about like collective outrage. When they passed the video from the NFL, and they had you look at a number of examples, almost everybody unanimously came to the same conclusion at the same time. This will be impossible to enforce in real time on the field. And people were watching these videos like multiple times going, I don't see it. I don't understand. So if I don't see it and I have the computer and I have replay and I am slowing it down, how are the 65, 70-year-old refs
sprinting
down the field going to be able to see it?
And the whole argument was is that they would say, well, yeah, they believe they can. They're the ones who believe that they can see it. They believe. Yeah, refs believe. NFL refs have some of the biggest egos you're ever going to find. They believe they can do all. They can see it all. They can spot it all. You're never going to get a ref saying that they're not going to be able to see it. I think you've made history. So they're always going to believe that they saw something, that it's going to happen, and that's the way it's going to go. They're always going to be that way. But with us in real time, I think it's going to be a bit of a disaster. Or it can turn into a bit of a disaster. That's why it's like, man, maybe this goes by illegal contact or something, where like on Friday when they find the 5,800 or whatever the number is, 5,400 or whatever, maybe that's what happens later on. Because I think if you try to throw flags on this in a game, that's fine. And I did notice, because you end up going down rabbit holes here, there were some people, this is what's needed. Oh, yeah, you're Ravens people. You're Baltimore media. Okay, I can understand why. Because this is all based off the Mark Andrews injury. So this is
I don't even know the play. That.
Yeah. Oh, where he got his ankle torn up, and then he had to come back. He came back in the playoffs, but it looked like he broke his leg in 16 different places when it first had. What was that, a Monday night game?
I think it was. It was, you know, I forget who it was tackling him, but
yeah.
Lands basically on top of his ankle as he's trying to run.
Yes.
And
so immediately
disconnected it from his body.
This is what we need in football. And I go, okay, so it's Baltimore media, people who cover the Ravens fans who are, and I know that there's some obviously because of Cleveland and Baltimore, but I'm thinking, man, we're doing a little bit too much here. But I know that they don't teach this. I know they don't teach this. I think it's something that where you have, and I don't want to get into the full nitty-gritty of it yet. You got linebackers. Remember, we had to go out and get Deion Jones, who was big. We had to go out and get Reggie Ragland, who was big, because we had no defensive linemen, right? So we had to do it some way where we had thicker linebackers. We just had to get through the season. Most linebackers now are pretty thin. I mean, they're pretty wiry. They're basically what safeties were back in the day. I mean, that's like Steve Atwater would be a linebacker now. Like these are thin guys. And so now you have linebackers who have gotten smaller who have to be in coverage. You have tight ends who've gotten bigger, more athletic, who are catching passes. So if I have a tight end who's 6'5", 250, 260, going up against a linebacker who's at 210, 220 by the time the season's going, probably 225, somewhere in there. But I got a 25 or 30-pound difference in some cases here. They're going to do what they can to bring these guys down. And part of that is like, yeah, they're
I'm watching the Mark Andrews play. I'm watching it, Kenny. I don't know how you're supposed to tackle him.
Well, that's how this is. There you go. Well, so that's the question. So that people are going to ask as the season goes on.
What are the unintended consequences of this? I mean, that's what matters to me.
Hurt ankles, so, injuries.
But I'm watching at the angle that he's coming over to tackle Mark Andrews. There's no other way to tackle him. So
it feels like once the offense gets past the defenders, it's
you just have to let him go.
Touchdown.
Right. So the other part of this that is really going to annoy me is every fan base in the NFL, and we've done this on Mondays for how long? Every fan base in the NFL
thinks they're getting
screwed by the refs, and that's the reason they lost a close game. We hear it every week here. It's not unique to Cleveland. I mean, if you did radio in every town, I can't stress this enough.
Yeah.
Every fan remembers like 8 games where they were screwed
right.
And playoff games, whatever. What's going to be annoying here, because it happened with the horse collar, and it happens every hit with helmet to helmet, in which people don't realize, like helmets are allowed to collide. There's no rule that says a helmet is not allowed to make contact with another helmet. But that doesn't stop fans from on every play hyper-analyzing in slow motion and saying, that's a penalty, they're out to screw the Browns, they're out to screw the Steelers, they're out to screw the 49ers. It's every play. This is just another layer of another play where loser dork fans are going to be complaining about a penalty. They don't want us to win. It's pretty clear. Was Tim Donaghy involved? Like, they don't want us to win. They're trying to keep us out. That was clearly a penalty. And it's like, no, I don't want the game coming down to every single one of these being called.
See, this is what... Can I bring this back in a bit?
Sure.
You can't just call them losers and dorks. You're telling me you never felt screwed over by a call?
Anybody,
you've never felt that way.
On helmet to helmet. Oh, I think if you're getting screwed, it's because of incompetence. It's not because of intentionality.
Oh.
Yeah,
why don't you say so?
There are missed calls all the time.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them losers and dorks.
But yeah, it does.
If you're a loser dork fan,
if you are a loser dork fan and you have ever posted something on Twitter, Reddit, message boards, and you put a list together, or if you smashed 4 videos together to prove that the NFL's out to get your team, you're a loser and a dork. Case adjourned.
What's coming up next in about last night?
Cavaliers, they righted the ship yesterday. They got things back together again.
The Cavs got things back together
again.
Yes, I did. Coming up next.
We've never used that phrase before.
About last night. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!